So what is wrong? Everybody says Islam is a religion of peace. Correct. It derives from the word slim. Slim means peace. And if you look at the Quran, murdering one innocent person, Allah says in the Quran, murdering one innocent person is like murdering entire humanity. Saving one person's life is saving entire humanity. So why is this happening? Why is there ISIS? Why is there Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, or more than 40 different organizations? And Muslims are killing Muslims. And I want to give you statistics. 11 million Muslims killed Muslims. 11 million Muslims were killed by Muslims. And there are sectarian wars, as everybody knows, Shia against Sunni. So why is this happening? The reason is, there is Quran, the word of God, Allah. And Allah says Quran is sufficient. There is modernity, ultra-modernity according to the Quran. The women are free, they are not inferior to the man. Beating the woman, definitely it's unlawful, it's against the Quran. Killing innocent people is against the Quran. Hating Christians and Jews is against the Quran. They are called people of the book. Muslims are even allowed to marry Jewish and Christian wives, which happened also at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, but there are different sects which are based on fabricated hadiths. These were generated 200 years after our Prophet passed away. There are many hadiths. For example, being more specific, I don't have a beard. Many Muslims, 100 million of Muslims don't have a beard in the world, right? But there's a death penalty. Who shaves, who says, I'm Muslim, death penalty. Who doesn't pray, kill him, it says. In Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, the most esteemed hadith books. It's called Kutubi Sitta. There are full of hadiths, so-called hadiths. It's against the Quran. Of course, our Prophet could have never said this. Allah threatens our Prophet. If you away from the Quran, Allah says, we will take away your life vessel. So it is against the Quran. That's the only criteria we know. It is wrong. And for example, if somebody doesn't fast, kill him. Woman, they say the inferior to the man, beat them, keep their houses, and there are many others. So of course that generates fanaticism and radicalism. So fanatics are being trained. They are trained through the books, in their families, in their schools. This is passed from generation to generation since 1400 years, passed from generation to generation, and that generates the problem. The origin of the problem, violence and extremism, is bigotry and superstitions. So what needs to be done? There is, as everybody knows, there are military interventions. U.S. went to Iraq and Afghanistan, about 4 million people were killed. And also their casualties from the United States. They spent $4 trillion, and every 12 minutes, an ex-American soldier from Iraq and Afghanistan is attempting suicide and killing themselves. 50,000 American soldiers, ex-American soldiers, living on the streets as homeless people. They are addicted to narcotics, and they are killing themselves. So wars, violence only generates violence. Killing radicals is not a solution. We have to educate them. But, for example, in Turkey, there is Diyanet. It's called Religious Affairs. The president of Religious Affairs criticized ISIS in Turkey. He says what ISIS is doing is against Islam. But he is never specific. He doesn't say what they're doing is wrong, why is it is wrong, and what is correct. Because Quran, Allah says, is sufficient. And according to the Quran, there is modernity, arts, science, and aesthetics. And you cannot hate other people, and you cannot kill innocent people. So these people have to be educated. But we need to align that. Media campaigns, books, websites. If there are 1,000 websites of bigot people, we need to generate 10,000 of them to educate these people. BBC, CNN, Al Jazeera, all the television the channels should join this campaign to educate these people. Because of the violence, ISIS originated, Al-Qaeda originated. So violence, the airstrikes, never helps. For example, the United States went to Vietnam. Why? They were struggling against communism, they said. You know how much bomb they dropped? They dropped 7 million tons. 7 million tons. 100,000 of people were killed. What happened? U.S. lost. Communism became even stronger. You cannot change ideologies with bombs through bombs and airstrikes. You can only change ideas with ideas. Instead of putting bullets into the heads of the people, we need to put ideas, correct ideas. It has to be from the Quran, of course. Because Allah says Quran is sufficient, you will be questioned with the Quran. Allah says there is no compulsion in religion, and your religion is yours, my religion is mine. Even you cannot touch the atheists or communists, everybody is free. There's complete freedom of worship and complete freedom of thought according to the Quran. Secularism is democracy is in the essence of the Quran actually. Being equidistant to all kinds of religions, every kind of religion, is in the essence of the Quran by saying there is no compulsion in religion, your religion is yours, my religion is mine. So this is exactly what needs to be done. Stopping the war and the bloodshed is the number one, of course, short-term solution. But in the long term, we have to do an ideological struggle against these ideas. The jihad, the term jihad, you know this from many people actually. The term jihad means, according to the Quran, struggle. It is an ideological, intellectual struggle actually. The word for physical war in the Quran, used Arabic word, is qatala and qital. That is for physical war. There is a physical war situation according to the Quran. In fact, actually, our Prophet and the companions did physical wars in the Medina time, and there are many verses revealed at that time. But they were only for defensive purposes. Allah says, the permission to fight is given, this is from the Quran, if you are fought against. So if you are being attacked, your life is in danger, the permission is given to defend yourself. Of course, this is very natural. Everybody would do that. But Allah says, do not go beyond the limits. So you cannot bomb the cities. You cannot kill the civilians. In fact, everybody knows, for example, the U.S. and coalition countries, they drop bombs. They bomb the so-called ISIS militants. But they always kill civilians. They bomb the schools, they bomb the hospitals, they bomb the buildings. You cannot do that. If you drop a bomb, you kill innocent people. And according to Quran, of course, this is unlawful. And everywhere it is unlawful, right? I mean, killing innocent people. So again, Christians, Jews, Muslims, they have to ally against radicalism and extremism. Even the unbelievers, somebody can be an atheist, doesn't matter. They have the same goal. So I'm mentioning these problems, but I am very hopeful. This will happen because according to Islam, Christianity and Judaism, we are living in specific times, and they are described in very detailed end times. Wars, the bloodshed, all this turmoil, which will even may get worse in the following years. But at the end, after 5, maybe 10 years, there will be a golden age. Good morality will prevail the world. Everybody will be free. Taking security measures only makes life difficult for the citizens. For example, we can take strict measures in the shopping mall. That can prevent an attacker, a suicide bomber, to enter the shopping mall or plant his bomb into the shopping mall. But if you don't change the opinion of a bigot that has a hate, for example, the woman who are dressed in a revealing dress, if you don't change his opinion, there will always be risk. So to change the opinions is the only measure can be taken. So everybody, there are intellectuals in this room, and everybody is in this country, some politicians, of course, here also. Let's do it all together. There is a famous saying of Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, a famous Muslim scholar. He says, if four ones are separate, 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 makes 4. But if they are together, a lie, it is 1,111. So alliance generates power. And inshallah, in Mirza Sharif, there are Jews in this room, good days will come. There will be peace, security in the world. We are going through some difficult times, but God will make it. So we are very hopeful for that. Thank you very much for listening.
By the shortest way, like not that long term, because we have wars now.
Yeah, we actually do that. It's not, I'm suggesting and not doing it, but Mr. Adnan Oktar has 300 books, I told you, in 75 languages. He has 1,000 websites. We have a TV channel and do programs every day. And I've been to more than 2,000 conferences, including all the universities, Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, New York universities, Pennsylvania, Israeli universities in Germany, in Italy, in the Far East. So we're spreading the truth. All the Quran. So if saying a terrorist or a militant that you are doing wrong doesn't mean anything, because he will come up with evidences from the hadith books. And these hadith books are published in every Islamic country, including Turkey. Buhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, these are most esteemed hadith books. They are published in all the Islamic countries and being taught in Islamic schools. So somebody is saying, I am against ISIS, but he is following these sects, which are accepting ISIS ideas, actually, these hadiths, and reading these books and publishing these books is not sincere, because you have to follow Quran. Allah says Quran is sufficient and you will be questioned with the Quran, but there are many different sects were generated after the Prophet passed away with fabricated hadiths, and these sects are in conflict with each other also. Let me give you an example. There are obligations of prayer. Hanafi, Hanbali, Maliki, and Shafi, these are the Sunni sects. They all accept different obligations, different hadiths for prayer. There are 12 obligations according to Hanafi, 7, 5, and 3 different sects. So according to one sect, the other sect's prayer, fasting, making wudu is not accepted because there are conflicts against each other. So they think they will go to the hell because if your prayer is not accepted, if your wudu is not accepted, if their religious things, obligations are not accepted, you go to hell. And then, of course, Shia and Sunni, they start to fight each other. They are all beautiful Muslims. But, again, we have to, Quran, Allah says, hold fast to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah is Quran. And do not separate, Allah says. So Muslims are separated. All these conflicts were generated on superstitions and bigotry was passed from generation and generation. And then violence and extremism. But, of course, there are responsibility of the Western countries also. I'm not blaming only these people, but United States attacked Iraq and Afghanistan. Everybody knows. In Abu Ghraib prisons, for example, many people were tortured. They raped a Muslim woman. And some of these people's fathers were killed in front of their eyes. Their noses were cut. They cut the fingers, made collections, brought them to the United States. And wives were raped. Their children were killed in front of their eyes. These people got insane. So they think, some of these, many, they come from the Western countries also, they think there is a no meaning of life. There are three alternatives, they say, for them. Either the ISIS militants, for example, either I will kill you, or you kill me, or I kill myself. But we have to approach these people with love. Stop these wars, air strikes, because violence only generates violence. That's the number one rule. You cannot stop ideologies or violence with violence. We have seen the entire human history, but cold political meetings, cold political approaches is not enough. United Nations Security Council failed, NATO failed, so the people with wisdom should come together and ally with education, but with true education. Well, I told you, there are many fabricated hadiths, which definitely does not belong to our Prophet, because it would be a slander. It is not compatible with the Quran. I can give you many evidences from the Quran why killing, violence, or beating the woman is haram, unlawful. For example, everybody heard this, it's called stoning regime for adultery. And in Iran and in Saudi Arabia, they do that, right? Stoning the people. And they stone the woman and kill them. And there is a fabricated hadith about stoning. But you know what? Since this is a fabricated hadith, it also says there is a verse which was revealed to our Prophet about stoning. It was written on a piece of leather, but that was eaten by a goat, so it was disappeared. So because there is nothing stoning about and killing a woman for adultery. There is no such thing. So you know what I'm saying? It is a terrible thing is happening. There is something is wrong in the Islamic world. But this can only be corrected with education, not through airstrikes, not through bombs. Killing radicals, of course, is not a solution. Radicalism also exists in Christianity and Judaism. It's a problem, worldwide problem, but that generates, because of these fabricated hadiths, there are many hadiths of violence in the Kutub al-Sitta and many esteemed hadith books. But the only criteria why we know this is wrong is because we know Quran, and if this is not compatible with the Quran, it cannot belong to the Prophet. It is not Islam. It is a different religion. Well, he really has opened schools all around the world. So this is not a new movement. It has been existing since 40 years. However, recently, 15th of July, we had a coup attempt in Turkey. Some people in the military, not all of them, I'm not talking about the privates, because privates were taken there because they said, we're going to do an exercise. This is an exercise. And they, without knowing where they're going, they went on the streets. But some of the officers, lieutenants, colonels, and generals definitely knew about that. And some tanks and the jets bombed, for example, the parliament, and they shot the innocent people, they shot the civilians. There are many casualties. More than 250 people were martyred, and many wounded. So, and it is stated by the government. They've also tried to kill the president of Turkey. For 15 minutes, he left his hotel, and he was out of this assassination. So the government stated this is done by the Gulen's people, a small group in the army. And after that, of course, we expected Fethullah Gulen make a declaration. He could have said, I, of course, denounce this coup attempt, and I denounce these murderers because they murdered innocent people. They shot our people, Turkish people, and without having any weapons or something like that. So he never did that. So there is, of course, a reflex of the state. State, everywhere in the world, if there is a coup attempt or any kind of violence, the state had the reflex to defend itself. And the state defended. Now they closing their schools, you're right, and they've taken away 150 generals were arrested from the Turkish army. There are 350 generals and admirals, and many colonels and from the education system. We knew his people were everywhere, but this coup attempt was the last point, and now the government is defending himself. And coup is bad everywhere. Wherever it happens, democracy is the only solution. If a party comes to govern through democracy, through votes, then it has to be only changed with through democracy, not coups.
Thank you very much, Dr. Babunan. Thank you.